Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen,
you are just running over everyone.
It's game day. That's why. And I'm tired of this scary ass energy. Oh my God, are we going to win? Oh my God, Nick Bosa. Oh, but you know what? Players got to make plays today. This is a player's game. Enough with the Shanahan talk. Shanahan's going to dial it up. Shanahan's going to be fine. Purdy, make the throws. Ayuk, catch the football. Debo, run somebody over. Run somebody
all
over
right,
the sidelines right away.
No.
And then Nick Bosa on defense, because I know what Fred's going to bring. Fred already said it. If I got to give you a damn speech, I'll just play it. Listen to Fred Warner himself.
You know, I'm kind of at the point where it's like the circumstances, what it is we're 2-3 going into a Thursday night game against a divisional rival, primetime, with the stakes of being number one in the division. It's like, if I have to give some sort of grandiose speech to get you going for this moment, probably don't have the right guys.
All right. Now, I hear Fred. He's basically saying, like, he's calling guys out.
Call the guys out.
Young Guido called out Debo. Who are you calling out? Rapid fire. We're going around the room. Who are you calling out for tonight's game? I'm going to go right to it. I'll be first. Play me some music.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brock Purdy, I'm calling you out. I love you, dude. The world is waiting for you to crumble and turn back into a pumpkin. They don't believe that the glass slipper is real. Brock, tonight's the night to pull the sword out of the stone again and slay the dragon. Let's go. Go up to Seattle. Beat the team that you've kicked the teeth into time and time again. Be the rhythmic, dynamic stud quarterback that you are, that we all know you have in you. Bounce back from last week's poor performance and lead this team to a must-win game. Brock Purdy, I'm calling you out.
Yeah, you know who I'm calling out. It's no secret who I'm calling out. This defense is struggling. They're not generating pressure. They're not stopping the run. They're not getting off the football field. You're blowing 10-point leads. Quarterbacks are dropping back 5 steps, 7 steps, and letting a deep ball fly against this defense. It's number 97. It's Nick Bosa. Shanahan and Sorensen puts back on you this weekend. Nick Bosa, you got the $122.5 million guaranteed. You're the highest paid defensive player in the history of the league. Nick Bosa, I am calling you out because I believe, listen, as much as I call out, I don't call anybody out. I don't call bums out. I don't call scrubs out. No. I call the superstars out. It's a superstar-driven league. Nick Bosa's a superstar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Bosa. This is your day, prime time, against this team that gave up 7 sacks last week to the New York Giants. I don't care who the New York Giants have on the defensive line. Nick Bosa, you're better than all of them. You're better than Brian Burns. You're better than Dexter Lawrence. You're better than Kayvon Thibodeau, or whatever the hell his name is. Nick Bosa, it's on you, buddy. It's on you.
Joe Spadoni, Niners, Seahawks, tonight.
You know,
who are you calling out?
First and foremost, there's an edginess that's lost with this team right now. And I go back to, I forget what week it was, week 10, week 11 last year when the San Francisco 49ers went to Philadelphia and one man alone destroyed a franchise last year. That was Debo Samuel.
That's a great point.
They need him to be that spark on offense tonight. Short week, on the road, in Seattle. I've seen way too many times this year. I can't remember the last time I've seen Debo Samuel get beaten up physically by other opponents. Like, it just doesn't usually happen. Like, he usually makes the first tackle miss, right? Or breaks through it.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's been getting tackled immediately. I need the ferocity of a Debo Samuel tonight. He has one touchdown, guys. One touchdown week one. That was running the ball. Just use your best offensive weapon. That is still Debo Samuel. It's not that difficult. No McCaffrey, then go to Debo. Like, you have to feature these guys in the red zone more and more. So I'm looking at Debo Samuel have a big night tonight.
I'm calling this segment Calling Out Names. corrupt.
650 is calling you out.
Why?
I'm calling out Sausalito Shasky, bringing energy to the Bay. Stop sounding scared on the radio.
All right.
I'm with you. I'm with you, 650. I don't want Sausalito Shasky today because you ain't getting Burlingame Bonte. That's for damn sure. Love, man, what you got?
I'm going to be like you, Bonte. I'm going to stay on the defensive line, but I'm going to go to the interior of the defensive line. I'm calling out all the 49ers defensive tackles. James Conner was blown by all you guys last week. Kyron Williams was blown by all you guys a couple weeks ago. Where's the run blocking in the middle? Shats, you and I were going through the numbers the other day. Opponents have racked up like what? 1,500 yards on the Niners on the ground since the Arizona game last year. Almost all of it's coming in the middle.
Yeah.
Need to see better play from these defensive tackles. So Malik Collins, Kalia Davis, Robert Beal Jr., Samuel Okwuanu. Need to see better from you guys in the middle if the Niners are going to win this game tonight.
All right, so rushing yards since Arizona week 15. I'm just going to go in order. 234, 102, 62, 136, 182, 130. This year, 68, 146, 98, 73, 169. That's 1,400 yards, 127 yards per game since week 15 they've given up on the ground if you take out week 18.
You know, I love downtown Burlingame. Don't get it twisted, 510. Trust me. I try to take baby chairs there every day. Burlingame is a very, very nice place. Nice sun, good ice cream, good food, all the stuff. The D tackles. You know, I'm thinking about the low kneel cut on Willard and Dibbs. I mean, low kneel said on Willard and Dibbs, he goes, you know, Arizona got the ball after the James Conner fumble, and they didn't make. It wasn't a secret what they did. They said, we're just going to run the ball down your damn throats. And they did it over and over. And that, to me, when I think about, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo only throwing 8 passes in an NFC Championship game and they're running down a Green Bay Packers, that is the most disrespectful thing you could do to a defense. Say, we're going to line up and we're going to run the ball right here.
That's a hardball move.
Are you going to stop it? And it's been a while since I've seen a team walk into Levi's Stadium and say, we're just going to run the ball right through you. And run the ball right through you. Well, the defense has Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. It was unbelievable how much they ran the ball and ran it with physicality. I mean, Kevin Kugler on line one. I was like, wow.
This is a primetime game, though, B. And, like, I hear you on all the defensive stuff, but the national narrative tomorrow, if the Shanahan offense and Purdy offense looks lackluster, they're going to get called out by everyone. Easy criticism. People are going to be all over the offense. You score 16 points offensively against Arizona. What do you do against this defense that we saw Daniel Jones put up big numbers against and we saw on primetime, you know, give up a ton of points to Detroit? I think this is going to be, look, the spotlight is on the quarterback and the coach.
There's no lie. There's no lies there. There's no lies there. Shanahan will catch strays. He already has from his own fan base. Nationally, we'll play the Acho sound because it was out of pocket, but whatever. Chicago Jason, shout out to YouTube. Hopefully we'll get that chat rolling soon. But Chicago Jason, I'm calling out. Number one, 11, 85, and 15.
Ooh.
Separate and rack up the yak. Dublin March. I'm calling out the Niners intensity.
Let's go.
Wow. Wow. 408. Calling out Trent Williams. Needs to bring the silver back to the fight.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Trent Williams because a little birdie said to me, he's not even the most impactful 71 in the Bay Area. That's Macklin Celebrini.
Wow. 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 That's wow.
Gar.
Wow. See, I leave Big Trent alone, man. Just, you know, I saw that dog and everything like that. It's like, I'm not going to park up his tree, man. That's one guy I'm not going to call up.
Well, he needs to play better.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to hold out for Big Bank, you better show up.
You can say it for me, but I just don't mess with Big Trent. I don't mess with Big Trent.
And I wouldn't say it to his face.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't. You wouldn't even go near him. 510, I'm calling out Nick Sorensen. Do your damn job and step it up.
Oh, God. We just love calling out coaches.
Coaches, players, everybody can get it.
Who was the hitting coach? Bam Bam Mullins. I'm calling out Bam Bam Mullins.
Oh, my gosh. Art in Santa Rosa.
What's up, Art?
No, we called out the third base coach. What's his name? He moved over from first base to third base, and he got fired. Who's the guy I'm talking about? He's a World Series champion. He was our first base coach. Flannery was a third base coach. Oh, Roberto Kelly.
That's who it was.
Everybody called him out. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. His Yankee card is etched in my head.
Art in Santa Rosa. What's up, Art?
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, brother.
There's two people I want to call out, or that need to step up,
give
I should say. One is Purdy. I love Purdy. Great quarterback. Everybody knows he's a nice guy. He's got all these cool little commercials going on, but he's still getting flack from some people about Mr. Irrelevant on the field. It don't matter what down it is. It needs to be on this first drive, or he just runs the ball himself. Don't slide. Hit somebody head up. Show them how badass you are. Pound your chest. Spike that ball and tell everybody else to step up. Tell them that they all need to be as productive, as hard, play as hard as he is. He needs to take over this team and show everybody, shut those people up, that he is the leader of this team, and he needs to tell everybody else to step up. When he gets off the field, get on the defense. Say get out there and play your asses off. He needs to show he's the leader of this team. He needs to bring that fire tonight. That's what he needs to do. He needs to step it up.
You know what, Art? You got me going, man. I started getting chills towards the tail end of that car. But he said, I'm going to talk to the defense and tell them you need to play your ass off and you need to step up. That's the stuff I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. You got to bring the intensity. This is a monster game, folks. We're not sugarcoating it. It is what it is. We're staring 2-4 in the damn face. All right? And then you got to think about Kansas City. That's going to be a long, dreadful week if you lose this football game.
All right, I'm going to read off some of these. You can hit some music here. From the 408, it's time to call out the fans. It's game day. It's time to back up your team stuff. All the doom and gloom, show up and show out. I'm calling out the fans.
You know what? I'm with you. I don't like to do that. But you know what? The fans have gotten on my damn nerves recently. Call it out to coach. Not holding players accountable. You know what? Just
love
back this damn team.
Love
back
it.
This damn team up. All right?
I'm calling out the red zone offense from the 510. We need touchdowns instead of field goals. From the 415, I'm calling out Kyle Shanahan. Stop blowing 10-point leads. If they have a 10-point lead, if they have a 10-point lead in this one, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, boy.
I know you are. 10-point lead, I'm saying, let's shut the door.
The Niners are like England when they have a 1-0 lead in a big game.
God.
They just never works out.
Stop. Or the Warriors lose 2-1.
The guy, what's the record? What's the record going into last game? I mean, come on. Like the stats are all skewed. He's actually had a really good record.
But this year's been different.
This year's been different in two games, and the players have blown it. Right? And see, the Ronnie Bell drop. It wasn't just a drop. It's the way he dropped the damn ball.
What does that even mean?
It's like he was scared of the ball. It's like he was playing volleyball.
He dropped the ball.
It's the way he dropped it. Go back and watch the way he dropped it.
Try to catch it with his chest.
It was like the good kid from the Little Giants who didn't have to stick him at first. Like this.
Have you been watching preseason Ronnie Bell? He drops balls.
Did you see the way he dropped that ball, though? There's drops. And then there's egregious drops.
He goes off the shoulder pads all the time, and the ball shoots up into the air.
It's like he batted the ball down like he was volleyball spiking it or something.
All right, 408, I'm calling out the defensive line. You got to get to the quarterback and stop the run. From the 650, I'm calling out the casual fans. You're making us 40 whiners look like it's really true.
You know what? We do sound like whiners as a fan base. I'm not going to lie to you, Shasky. I've been very disappointed in this fan. Not all of them, because there's some really good fans out there. But I have been disappointed. We act like spoiled children. We've had a great 5-year run with the 49ers. They paid everybody. The gear is tough. Look at all the gear we're wearing right now with the 49ers gear. We got the best gear. We get primetime games. We got the best uniforms in the league. We got premium players. We are some spoiled brats around here. It's time to stop whining. No wonder we're called the 40 whiners. Stop whining all the damn time.
Brian in Oakland, I'm calling out our safeties. Make a play. 650, backing that up. Calling out Jair Brown. Time to make a name, make your tackles, and put your stamp on the game. Let's go.
Well, with Talanoa Hufanga out, he's on IR officially, and he was not good. In the game and a half that he played, he was just not good. He did not belong on the football field. I'm just going to say it. It's okay. I love Hufanga, represents high school football, loves the Bay Area, but he was just not good this season. Malik Mustafa and Jair Brown have a chance to take the reins at the safety position for the next 3 years. This is their time to say, you know what? We want to be in the great lineage of safeties in the San Francisco 49ers history. The Dwight Hicks, the Ronnie Lotts, the Tim McDonalds, the Merton Hanks, the Zach Bronsons, the Les Schultzers, the Deshaun Golstons, the Dante Whitners, the Eric Reeds, you name it. They have a chance to etch their name in the great lineage of safety play here in San Francisco. So let's go. It's your time. Don't get beat over the top. Because we know Ryan Grubb in Seattle, they're looking at this film saying, we could get deep on these guys.
Do me a favor. Don't reference Schulters and Zach Bronson before referencing the Hot Licks and Carlton Williamson, please. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Dwight Hicks.
I know, but you got to go Carlton Williamson, too. Jeff Fuller, I love my 2000s Niners, but right, come on.
Don't put some respect on a guy
Tony
from Hofstra.
Parrish.
Hey, Lance Schulters from Hofstra. Remember the Madden clicker when he showed him? It was a Saints game at Kendall Park. They were playing Ricky Williams and Deason McAllister. And John Madden on the clicker. Lance Schulters came in. Boom! Fonte. And his helmet like twisted sideways and Madden was on the clicker. Look at Schulters. Boom! And he kept rewinding it. And forward. Forward. And I was like, wow, Lance Schulters, man.
That's like you Marquez Pope. It's like, no. No, I don't want to hear about Marquez Pope.
He's a good Niner. Good Niner. You know what? 415, you're right. Call out Trent Williams trying to put somebody on their ass and set the tone. Not the boombox. Forget the boombox. Hell, I'm ready to destroy the boombox in a second if you all start getting some wins. Put somebody on their ass up there in Seattle.
Who's the guy behind Shanahan now with the giant chain?
I don't know.
Who was that?
I don't know who that is. I don't know what's going on.
I'll identify him tonight and take a screenshot.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. I know who you're talking about. I have no idea who he is.
This is the first time the 49ers in a long time are playing the Seahawks without Pete Carroll. How do you guys feel about that? No more Pete Carroll. Do you miss him a little bit?
I miss him a lot.
Do you miss the gum smacking, all that?
You know, beat him five straight times. Yeah. So
you do miss him because you owned him.
Yeah, told you, I started to like Pete Carroll.
Well, to this guy, he starts liking enemies all the time.
Go take a class at USC. He's teaching down there.
Sorry, I start to like Pete Carroll.
Well, he feels guilt from all the cheating he did for so long.
Oh, man.
That cheating today is now not frowned upon. Now it's great.
Miami, highest NIL transfer portal salaries across college sports. And everyone's like, they're doing it the right way.
Pete would dominate in today's if he wanted to.
Well, he actually dominated in his way. He gave out free houses, Range Rovers. I mean, this is what they did.
You think Saban was doing the same in Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
Of course they were. Why do you think Saban was so mad? He's like, we're cheating the quiet way. Now everyone's doing it the loud way.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.